Let's talk micro-cheating. This is a topic that's been brought up online in a news article. A relationship and dating coach said that, look, there is cheating.
Yeah.
But she's giving credence to this concept of micro-cheating. Because I feel like I've had this in the history of my relationships. Like, I'll find out they've gone and met and somebody for lunch. And I'm like, well, I don't know about that. And then I'll have found out later down the track, oh, there was, yeah, look, she was keen or something. But I just, I put out the fire.
Never go to lunch with anyone other than your missus.
And so micro-cheating, I'm going to talk you through. I'll take you through the points of micro-cheating. And anyone in a relationship may want to rethink some of the things they're doing. So apparently this is micro-cheating, communicating with an ex on social media.
Yeah, that's a no-go. Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah, all across
sense.
That. Yeah. I can't believe this is in at number two, but having intimate relationships with someone else.
Well, that's cheating.
That's just cheating.
That's not micro-cheating.
I don't know why.
That's massive cheating.
Yeah.
Why did she not?
That's the other.
That's number two.
This is interesting.
Three, marrying someone else.
Having three wives. Having children with another person.
This is an interesting one. And I think if anybody admits to these things, they probably should get out of the relationship because this one is just keeping your options open. But I agree with that. If you are keeping your options open, that person you're with is not the one. It's just not.
No.
You don't want your – when you make that connection, surely – I'm going to ask a question, Nick, and I'm nervous. But
why?
When you got serious with Looch, you weren't keeping options
have
open.
Have you seen Nick and have you seen Looch?
That's what I mean.
He's shutting that door and throwing the key away.
That's what I mean. Yeah. So you just
Looch has left it open. But
number
Nick's
four.
Really locked on.
Setting up a plan B. Setting up a plan B. Like actually going, look, if this doesn't work, I'll just stay in touch with that girl or stay in touch with that guy just in case.
Yeah, that's a
if you've got a plan B, you're micro-cheating.
Well, that's options open again, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Plan C.
Oh, here we go. Complimenting other people on social media.
Depends if you know them.
Yeah.
So if you
if you don't know them, like if it was just like a,
Instamodel.
A reader aura.
Yeah.
And if I wrote, geez, you look hot today, that's a no-go zone.
Or if you're like, you messaged Katy Perry and said, I'm really loving your book.
Yeah, but that was just trying to get her a compliment.
You're right,
that's different.
You're right. This one is a no-brainer, messaging people in secret.
Yeah.
Don't be doing that. Having regular after-work drinks when you're single, like with the single people. Like
that's just you don't want to go home.
That's what I mean. That's actually, they're now saying that's micro-cheating. You're just always going out with single people.
Any more points there?
Having secret fantasies. Well, that's just silly because that's everyone. That can't be cheating.
Sorry?
That's just a fantasy.
Hello. back to that point. No. What do you mean by that's everyone?
But you can't, because you can't control. Even married people can't control fantasies. It doesn't mean that they're cheating on their partner.
What, when are you thinking this?
Everyone has a subconscious. So I would argue if you're married or in a very committed relationship and happy and somebody floats into your subconscious and you have a thought about them, I don't believe that's micro-cheating.
No, I never think of Katy Perry when I'm kissing Alex.
Massages with an attractive masseuse.
Really pushing.
What about this one, Boxy?
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
Getting someone in the office to make you breakfast.
Oh, Josiah.
I don't think that's on the list.
It is.
This is actually too much fun to stop. Here we go. Oh, keep going.
I'm not going to read them all. She's read 15.
Oh,
okay, what's the next one?
It's too much of a swing in here.
Visiting strip clubs.
That's okay if you do it with your missus.
Micro-cheating.
What else do you go with your missus? I've been to a strip club with my missus.
I don't know. It's just, I'm just reading the list. Talking to other people about your relationship problems.
Oh,
that's okay.
Yeah, but who?
That's okay.
A stripper or a psychologist?
Let's not gloss over these.
Babe, I'm going to leave her.
You can open up to someone, can't you?
Looking at your partner's phone is micro-cheating.
Well, who are you cheating on them?
That means when I checked my partner's phone and found out he was cheating on me, cheating.
Oh, hey, that's the best. You're cheating on your missus. Yeah. She goes, I looked at your phone, you're cheating on me. Well, you're cheating on me!